9 a.m. I'll call to order the Taney County Commission meeting. Are there any commission remarks? Hearing none, we'll move to our first order of business. We have approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks number 485422 through 485485. Warrants number 8714 through 8717 and one journal entry or transfer.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have approval of previous meeting minutes. We have regular session minutes for November 4th, 2025.
Move to approve regular session minutes, November 4th, 2025.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right. Next, we have the kiosk terms and conditions. This is file number 25-118S for Sheriff. With us this morning, we have Taney County Sheriff, Mr. Brad Daniels.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm going to recommend that this be tabled for the time being. And the reason being is I had some questions as to number five, the minimum monthly fee. You know, my question was, do we meet that minimum fee or are we paying? And it took till this morning to get the answer for that. And I was advised that we don't meet that $200 threshold. However, they have been waiving the fee for years, and they plan to continue to waive the fee. So at that point, my question was, if they're waiving the fee, why do we have that in here in the contract? And they said that they would remove it. That's what they advised. They told the jail administrator that this morning.
Okay.
They said they would rewrite it, remove number three, as well as number five. Number three is the removal fee if the kiosk is removed for any reason other than a replacement or of a defective unit, that we should pay $1,200. And they said they would remove that stipulation as well.
Okay. So rather than tables, shall we take no action on this since it's going to need to be revised? Or how would we, what's your guys' recommendation?
We can strike it and sign it.
If they're willing to do, remove those sections, if that's been agreed upon, as Commissioner Williams stated.
That's up to you guys. That's fine with me.
Approval with contingent upon those updates.
We'll amend it and approve it, or we can, okay. Whatever you guys want to do. Are we in a hurry on this one?
No. No, I think it was a bigger hurry for them than it was us.
Just let them, just take no action. Let them send
okay.
it back.
So,
because we don't know when they're going to get back to us, so we can't
right.
table to a specific time.
Okay. So on the kiosk terms and conditions at this time, file number 25-118S for Sheriff, we're going to take no action today, and then we'll get a revised agreement presented to us, and then we'll
Perfect.
Put it back on the agenda.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Sheriff. Next, we have the equipment service agreement, file number 25-117, recorder. With us this morning, we have Taney County Recorder, Ms. Jody Stahl.
Good morning, Commission.
Good morning, ma'am. Good morning. How are you?
I'm just wonderful on this Monday, Wednesday.
Good. So what we have in front of us is a service agreement for four scanners that you have in your office. Is that correct?
Yeah, this is the annual renewal for Missouri Document Solutions. I just wanted to make note that it is $2,095 less than last year. He removed my large scanner because it's dying, and we're just going to kind of let it die.
Okay.
So he's not charging for service to that, obviously, because it's nothing he can do. Just going to let it peacefully quit working.
Okay. And then the company name on the contract, can we get that changed to Taney County? It just says Taney County Recorder, so we can make it care of Taney County Recorder. But I think legal counsel has recommendations of the company name shall state Taney County instead of Taney County Recorder. On the agreement, yeah, if you'll look on the second page, or the very first page, I guess, of MDS's agreement.
Down here in the bottom?
Yes, at the very bottom.
Okay.
So we'll just need the recorder removed off of there and just have it as Taney County.
Okay. Will do.
Okay. And we do have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated November 3rd, 2025, approving the agreement as the form. Is there any other questions or discussion? All right. Hearing none.
Make the amendment to change the company name to just say Taney County. Move to approve the equipment service agreement by and between Missouri Document Solutions and Taney County with amendment.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mrs. Stahl.
Thank you.
All right. Next, we have the rental quote. This is for a skid steer and mulcher, file number 25-120, Road and Bridge. So with us this morning, we have our Hilda Eastern District barn supervisor, Mr. Darren Tilley, along with our Road and Bridge assistant administrator, Bridget Collins, please. Good morning, all. Oh, Darren, I thought you was going to have a seat, too, please.
Oh, yeah. Come on, big guy.
So recently we had purchased the new pole saws that go on our skid steers, and we're clearing lots of roadways on our county roads, getting them opened up that had normally we would have done with a bucket truck, and now we're getting those cut back to the right-of-ways, and we are creating a lot of brush. Your crew is working on the far east side of the district right now. The way I understand it, you guys are running a whole fleet of dump trucks, and you're having to haul it all the way back to the fairgrounds.
Yeah, there's only one dump site, and yeah, it would be save us a lot of time.
Okay, save wear and tear on the trucks too.
Yeah.
The agreement we have here is for a forestry grade skid steer, because obviously we have skid steers and stuff, but we don't have a mulcher head.
It has to have a higher pump flow. Yeah.
And I would assume forestry grade glass in the skid steer. Is that correct?
Yeah.
There were a couple questions in that would need to be addressed for the agreement. We would need to make sure that the provider, the leasee, the leaser, is named on our insurance. So these are things before the contract would be finalized that we would have to get with Ms. Dawn Muller and make sure that we can meet those requirements. How many more miles do you guys still have left? And I talked with Jack this morning. He said probably wouldn't get this till the first part of December.
There's quite a few people going to be off and on. We just thought if we waited the first of December, everybody would pretty well be back, you know, to where we can get the most use. But, you know, the further south, and it's just going to get further and further away. So it will definitely save us time.
This is just a quote that we are approving this morning. We do have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, approving the quote as to form. Time or comments?
I do not.
No, they just need to make sure there's a couple items there they follow up on.
Yep.
Move to approve the rental quote for skid steer and mulcher, file number 25-120 R&B, by and between John Favick Tractor Company in Taney County.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next, we have our monthly budget report. With us this morning, we have Taney County Auditor, Mr. David Clark.
Good morning, Commissioner.
Good morning.
At the end of October, the total funds for the county was $71,575,127. The sales tax funds, GCR, ended at a balance of 21,300,000. $337,835. The Road and Bridge CART Fund ended at a balance of $3,437,818. And Road and Bridge Trust Fund is at $10,816,681. The Law Enforcement Tax Fund ended October at a balance of $10,239,738. And the Sewer Tax Fund ended at a balance of $19,154,493. In the Law Enforcement Tax Fund, no funds has been transferred to GCR for recouping the costs of what the General County Fund has purchased so far. That will be done at the end of the year when that balance, where that balance lies, or depends on where that balance lies. But it was budgeted $7 million to come out for the expenses in General County for the sheriff, corrections, juvenile, and prosecutor's departments. Just that's what I wanted to mention on why that amount was so high in that fund. So thank you. Any questions?
Thank you, Mr. Fart.
Just for clarification, we pay everything out of GCR. At the end of the year, we reimburse those expenses from the law.
From the LE. Okay. All right. Next, we'll do court orders, personal property abatements, and add-on report. With us this morning from our Taney County Clerk's Office, we have Ms. Jennifer Hutchison, along with Taney County Assessor, Mr. Davey Wilson, and Margaret.
Salgado.
Salgado. I'm going to get that down.
It's pronounced exactly the way it's spelled. Just don't put a T in there. Everybody wants to.
All right, we'll start with the personal property abatement report for October 2025. We do have three different ones.
Okay.
We have paid abatements, and then we have clerical error at the back.
Where are the... documents for the well, this is the add-on report, personal property abatement report for October.
Okay.
So we just need to accept and enter the record. Move to accept and enter the record the personal property abatement report for October 2025 as presented.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Sorry, it was presented a little different than normal. I don't think it's normally in my book.
I'm sorry?
It's not normally in my book. It's usually on a separate page.
I usually put them right.
Next, we have the paid abatements. We have a single one to be approved there.
You guys have any questions?
I have none.
None.
Labels Exhibit A with today's date. Move to approve Exhibit Day. Exhibit A. Dated to the 12th, November 12th, 2025.
Second.
Have motion and a